Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Hi, Joe. It's Jesse. What's local?
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah. How are you?
Good, good. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
So are you ready to go ahead and move forward with the Google Guaranteed?
Okay, now, questions. Let me turn this. Questions. Okay. What we're going to do is put an application in first, right?
Yes. So...
Okay.
First, you're going to pay the $250 application fee, and again, that takes 4 to 8 weeks to process.
Right.
So,
well, let me ask you, how hard is it to get approved, and what do I need? What should I have to get approval?
You just need license and insurance. You have that, right?
Insurance. I have to check on my partner's license. Yeah, I should have asked you. Well, I wasn't. I didn't see him yesterday. I'm going to see him tomorrow. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to have to talk to him tomorrow and ask if he has a license. If he has a license, then we'll go ahead with it. I have my own licenses, but we're operating with his company. Okay.
Okay.
So I became a partner in his company, but that is just recent. So. He has on his cards and on his truck and everything licensed and insured. Well, I know because I covered the insurance.
Okay.
You know, I brought the insurance over, but I don't know about his license. If he doesn't have a license, it's not going to be a problem. I'll get a license for the company, but I don't know if he already has it or if he wants to use his license or if he wants us to get a new license for that purpose.
And
it's very important to get to have the right license for this. Because I don't want to mess up with Google. You know what I mean?
Right. So just to clarify, Joe, are you licensed, or would you be licensed as a roofer or a general contractor?
We're not general contractors. And sometimes we're definitely not general contractors. You don't have to be a general contractor to have a roofing company in North Carolina.
Okay.
Anything over $30,000, you have to have a general contractor. You have to have a general contractor's license, okay? But under $30,000, which 99.9% of our work is under $30,000, other than that, you're allowed to use another contractor's license, and I don't want to do that and say that to Google. So I have to – I'm paying the $250, and I'm paying the $695, but if I'm doing it under false pretenses to Google – okay, and I don't want to do that, period, because I don't want to put myself in a position where I've misled Google and I'm getting leads misleadingly, okay, because then that's going to come back and bounce on me.
So for roofers specifically, all you need to do is actually have insurance and be able to pass a background check. So I just checked with my manager on that. For roofers in your area, as long as you have insurance and can pass a background check, you're good. So all face-to-face employees need to be able to pass a background check. Now, this doesn't mean, you know, people that are doing the work. It only means the people that are talking to the customers. So
I'm the only one talking to the customers.
Okay, perfect. So then you'd be the only person that wouldn't have to pass a background check and then have insurance.
And him too. Now I have to ask him. You know, he's from Mexico, okay? So I have to ask him if he can pass a background check. He's been in the country for 30 years, and in the roofing business for 30 years. But I don't want to put him in a position where he loses his license because he can't pass a background check. And I have to ask him. I really have to ask him, okay? Hold on a second.
Sure.
Just a second. I really want to do this, but I'm not going to be stupid. Let me mark this down in my tablet so I could talk to him tomorrow and ask him about that. Because I provide all the leads, but since since I started back with him, he's been after me for 10 years to go in partners with him. And I just did. But see, I could do all this stuff myself, but I want to do it under his company name because he's been doing this for 30 years. And unless I could get the leads under my name, just a second. Let me think of that. Okay. All right. Now, he has to have...
Now, with the background
license.
Check... So with the background check for your partner, are you just worried about, like, his citizenship, or do you think that he has, like, something on his record, or...
I don't think he has a record. I mean, I he's straight as an arrow. I mean, I wouldn't think he... I would just think... I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to ask him if he can handle a background check. That's all. And he'll ask me what it is, and I'll tell him. And he'll tell me. But all right, a background check, and then he has to have license. I C E N S E, insured. Okay. I have worked. I'm a salesman. Okay.
Yeah.
I worked for companies for years. I didn't have to worry about my background check at all because the company was, they were general contractors and they had background checks on them. You know, I just worked as a salesman for them and I have no problems. So, that's what they were doing with the stuff you're talking about. But I just, in January, they went out of business, out of the roofing business. And for the past 2 months, I came in with him, and everything I sell, we work as a partnership basis. He's got his other business, and everything that comes in, we're partners on, okay? But he's had many, many jobs that he's done over the years, you know? Anyway, business is good, business is good, but I need leads.
So the only other thing that you would need, Joe, because it is a roofing business, is we'll send you a form to fill out. And you need to be able to get 5 customers to leave you a 5-star review. Do you think you'd be able to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So, that's the only other thing is you need, so it's not even about licensing. So just specifically, it's about, insurance, passing the background check, and then, we'll send you the application to send to any of your previous customers that you know, that can leave a 5-star review for your company.
I don't have any problem with that. I'm not worried about that. I can do that myself 10 times. Yeah, that's not a problem. But again, and I know he can too, as far as reputation and everything goes. That's not going to be a problem for him. Let me talk to him tomorrow, and we'll talk tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
What time works for me to call you?
Early afternoon, 1 o'clock or
okay.
So. I drive. It's 60 miles to the job site. We're not working tomorrow. I have to see if I'll see them tomorrow. They're not working because it's raining. Okay. Started a big job. They just started a big job today, a big museum. In fact, it's going to rain for the next 7 days, and we're putting off most of the work because we can't open up take all the old roof off and let it rain in the building. So, But I have to see him tomorrow, so I don't know what time I'm going to see him because I won't call him until the morning when I'm leaving my house. I'll say I'm on the way. I need to see you at such a time. Will you be around? If he's around, then I'll see him. I'm not going to go over this on the telephone with him. I like to do this in person. Okay.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.